learn a black gemara of the chuches and of the mishnah. Chaimid b'shechitim bali. We said that two parts that aveid if you shecht it outside the base of mikdash. One is the shechting and one is putting it on the mizbech. There's a chumra regarding shechitim. There's a chumra regarding the putting on the mizbech. Ubali b'shechit a chumra regarding ali over shechitim. Chaimid b'shechitim. What's a chumra b'shechitim? Shahas shechit lehegut chayv. If you shechted a carbon, didn't have in mind Hashem, but you had in mind another person, like a vayzara, you're a chayv. However, but if you brought the carbon on the mizbech and you had in mind an ordinary person, you are potter. In other words, in the first case, you're chayiv as if you shechted outside. In the second case, you might be liable for avodah zarah, but you're not liable for shechting it outside. At the end of the day, what's the difference? Either way, you bring a karma chattas. So Rashi explains in a way where you did it bemezit for avodah zarah and you did it for shegig for you didn't know you're not allowed to shecht outside. So as far as avodah zarah is concerned, you'll get punished. But as far as shegig is concerned, there is no iser of shchutei chutz if you did it for another person. What's the chumra ba'aliyah? Shnayim ochzu b'sakid. If two people hold on to a knife, v'shachtu and they shech p'turim, will have a pasuk later. It says if two people shech, they are potter. Only one person doesn't have aveda. Shnayim shasu p'turim. Yet oichiz be'evid v'helu. But if two people are holding on to a limb from the animal and they put it on the outside altar, chayavin. Two by bringing a carbon is chayiv. Two by shechting a potter. Hell, you brought up the carbon. You brought up a piece to the rock and to the altar. Then the chaz of hell, and you kept on bringing it up again. You brought it up, and then suddenly you realize you're not allowed. You took it off, and then you put it back on again. Every time you forgot, you put it back on again. All parts from the same behemoth. Chayiv akol aliyah. Every single activity is a separate aveda. Divrei Rab Shimon. Rabbi Yosi amein chayiv alachas. You only chayiv one when you bring the entire carbon on. Or we'll see in the Gemara. Maybe means entire limb. There are four opinions in the Gemara. Einu chayiv, you're not chayiv, at sheyaler is put on top of a mizbech itself. And I'm sure if you hell ala sella, not on a mizbech, even on a rock sticking out of a mountain, or ala even or a loose stone, chayiv, you are chayiv. Says the Gemara Mishnah, I don't understand. Why is it that Hamailu, when it comes to bring a carbon, and you said lehed, you had in mind an individual person on potter? Dichsi, because the pasuk says that if you didn't bring it to the oil moyed to make it la soy la Hashem. It says la Hashem. In other words, if you had in mind another person, there's no din of shchuti chutz. And yet b'shchitanami, when it comes to shechting, it says also you didn't bring it to the oil moyed to bring the carbon. Haksiv, it says la Hashem. So you didn't bring the carbon to bring the makir of the carbon. It says they also la Hashem. So what's the difference between shchita or aliyah? What's the difference? Says the Gemara, shiny hossam, there's different, amakra, it says in Pasik, ish, it says in Pasik, when it comes to shchita, it says ish, what is it, twice ish, to tell you even two people do it. It says ish, to tell you, That even if you did it towards another person, ish, you did it, one man did it, ish, for another man, you're also chayv. That's how you know you're chayv by shchit if you had in mind another person. Freddy Gmori, Gabi Lonamaxi, by law, we find the same expression, it says, and tell them, ish, you base Yisrael, if you yalla, oil, and all that. It says they're ish as well, so why don't we darshan if you do it to another man? Boy, like that, we need it for lishnayim, shehel, lubev, chayv. How do you take a note that if two people brought up a carbon to chayv? Because it says, ish, two men, ish. When it comes to shchita, we know that to be lapata, so we must use ish, a person does it for another man. Now, how do you know? Who told you that two people shechta pata? Maybe taka the chai, because it's ish. Shiny hustle, I'm going to say the pasik, ahu. By shchita, it says in the same pasik where it says, karma la shok, all that, it says there, v'nichas ish, ahu. That person, singular. Why singular? Because only one person can be chayiv kodesh for an activity, not two people. That's how we know to be shech the potter. Freddy Gmori, so Gabi Halon Nami, when it comes to a carbon also, and it says of the Yechayiv Kar, it's the exact same expression. Haksiv, it says over there, Ahu, it says over there also, Ahu, it says also that Yoni Chay, only one person's Chayiv, it says there, Pesach Mamay Levianu, it says, Nichz Ishahu, whatever it says Kar, it says Ishahu. So if you get a dash, Nahu means only one person, the Mashchita also. Then, by Halon.
You said if
two people slaughter one animal, they're exempt. But if you have two people carry a part of an animal, put it on the mizbech outside the chayiv. How do you make this distinction? So you tell me, what says here, ahu in singular, that means only one person and not two. Nu, so it says the same thing by carbon. It says in the same passage where it says a carbon outside base of mikdash. It says there, b'nichas ish ahu. So that should also only one person, not two. What's the difference? It says Gemara, no, you cannot. by carbon, we need the Ahu to teach you something totally different, and therefore it's no longer extra to teach you only one person. What do we need it for? Ahu Meboile, we need it for the next page. We're on the page now. Kuches, 108b. Turn the page. Oh, yeah, there you are. You're ahead of us. Ahu Lamuti needed to teach you. Ahu only did it on purpose. Not if he did a shaygig inadvertently, honest, or you were first forced. Or Muti, you literally made a mistake. You didn't realize what you're doing. How did, in those cases, you're exempt. And how do we know? Because it says, Ahu, that person is going to be liable. The person did it on purpose, but not these people, other people who did it by mistake. Nu, Freddy Gemara, Ihochi, so why? Just like you use Ahu by carbon. Not to exclude two people, but to exclude a mistaken and being forced. Why don't you use anything when it comes to shechita that Ahu is telling you that if a guy was forced to shecht, he's potter. How do you know to say that Ahu, only one person, not two? Says, you're right, but by shechita today, Ahu ksiva. It says twice Ahu in that pasuk. It says, Dom yechoshev li'ish Ahu, and then it says, v'nichlis yish Ahu. It says twice Ahu. One Ahu will tell you that only this person committed an aveda because they did it on purpose. And the other one will tell you that only one person that does it is over, but not if two people do it. So since you're telling me that even if you lie, even by if you had in mind another person, you're chayiv for shchutichutz, why does the pasuk say korban Hashem? What's the relevance of Hashem here? This comes to exclude only those kabbanas that eventually arose to be brought to the base of Mikdash. He brought it outside. But Seira Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur, they had two goats. One goat went for a chatas, the other one they threw off the mountain. That one that they threw off the mountain, if you took it and you went outside, you're not chayiv because it was never suitable. It was never ever for Lahashem. It was not for a carbon. It was for something else. One carbon is called carbon Lahashem. Another one is called carbon Lazozel. It was never for Hashem. Says he said, "There's a chumra b'halal that two people are chayiv." Tarabami learned was a chumra b'shchita if he had in mind another person. So we just discussed the other person. Now we're talking about two people. Tarabami learned ish matam malema. Why say twice ish by carbon? The rabbi is to tell you that even two people shnayim she'arzu be'ev. If two people hold on to a limb behelu and they put it on the mizbeach on the outside mizbeach she'chayov lechayiv. I would have thought logic says. Aloidinu. Since by shchita we've established that only one person does it chayiv. Two people apart lechayiv. You would think the same thing applies to halah putting it on mizbeach outside. Aloidinu makes sense. Umah hashoychid lehedyed madoch and there's a chumra madoch by shchita which has a chumra that if you shech to a person you chayiv and yet if two people do your potter, so surely by halal the shechet to a person you are potter, surely two people should be potter. Shechayiv, yet shnai she'ogzu b'sakin v'shoch tupturim. If two people are shechting a potter, wouldn't you make sense that hamala lehed you potter when it comes to a carbon if you didn't have a mind and didn't put your potter? Ain't no din she'shnai she'ogzu, two people should be potter as well. Tamalim, therefore it says, ish, divir rabshim. That's why we have a special pasuk, ish, to tell you that if two people bring a carbon, they're also chayiv. Ish, two people bring a carbon, they're chayiv. Rabbi Yeshua agrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're right. I believe that if two people bring a carbon to taka potter, ahu echad l'shnayim, even by, not just like by shchita, if two people do the potter, shnayim shosu p'turin, so too by halot, two people do it, they are potter. Im kein of so, matam b'leimit ishish. So according to him, why do you need ishish? If two people do the potter, so why do you say ishish? Taylor sometimes repeats itself. They talk like people. Rab Shimon, what did you do with Ahu? Since you're two people are chayiv, we already said before the Gemara. What did you do with Ahu, which sounds like only one person? That Ahu means only that person did it on purpose, not if he did it by mistake or he's forced into it. But Rabbi Yaisi, he learned that same thing from who? Ahu. It could have said who. Who? Why is it Hahu? Actually, he teaches you two dinim. One to tell you that if it's forced, he's potter. And the other to tell you that if only one person does it, not if two people do it. But Rab Shimon, who Ahu le darish. Now that Rabbi Yitzi says that ish means nothing, how did we learn before that if you do it for another person by shchita, you are chayy because that's ish, but he holds his dibur tashon adam from Rabbi Yitzi. But the high ish dibur tashon adam, you tell me whatever to repeat itself. It doesn't mean anything. You can't dashen ahu ish nami tashon adam. So the first time by sheicher it also says ish, and before the Gemara learned from that, if a person does shchita outside of Beis Hamikdash and he has in mind that he's doing it for another person, he's over for shchutichutz. And how do we know that? Because it says ish means one man. Each having in mind another man, but you're telling me that that's how Pete Taylor talks. So how do you know this din that if you had in mind another man, you chayv? Well, our sheikh in the head, you've been the chayv. I know. So you must say you're right. Nafli, nobody learns that from dam yechoshev liishahu. It says in the pasuk, dam yechoshev liishahu, be considered as a blood for that person. Dam shofer for sheikh liish. That is considered he poured out blood even if he shech to another person. It says the Gemara, hele v'chazav v'hele. If you brought it up, you brought it up again and again. Omer Eish Lakish. Right? If you brought it up again and again and again. And Shimon says, you're high for one carbon, you can be high five Averis. If you brought up, you forgot, you brought up again, so you have five carbon chatois. And according to the 18, you're high only one for entire carbon. Exactly, what's the machlekes? Does Rav Shimon say you need? Does Rav Yosi need to be entire carbon? Does Rav Yosi hold that even if you brought one limb, but it's an entire limb? Does he hold that it has to be a kazayis? What's Rav Yosi saying? Amadish Lakish, machlekes. The machlekes is that bedalid or heyevarim. The machlekes is if you brought up four or five limbs, that whether you chay four or five karbonas chatzos did by mistake or not. The Marsavar, he holds kiksiv la'asos ois Rav Yosi holds and says la'asos ois. It says in Pasi, you didn't bring it to the base of Midrash la'as ois to do it. What do you mean it? The entire animal. Ala shalom hu chayiv. And a chayiv unless it's an entire animal. That's Rav Yosi. And a chayiv ala chasab. If you bring a limb at a time, a limb is only a part of an animal. You're not chayiv at all. But a kol behemoksiv. It has to be an entire animal. Umas Rav Shimon holds a kol eva veva ksiv, even every single limb, as long as it's whole, you break that whole. In other words, a whole limb, a whole leg, a whole arm, foreleg. So you can dissect the animal into 10 parts. If they're whole limbs, you chayiv 10 averes. According to Rav Shimon, it has to be the entire animal in one go, when you finish and bring the entire animal and you complete it, that's when you chayiv. Aval Eivad Echa, but if you only, let's say, brought one limb and you cut it up in half, and then Dibre Hakol Ein Echai Velachas. But everyone would hold, if you only did one limb, even Rab Shimon would be made your Chayiv only one. If you only Chayiv one. So now, what do you mean? So if you had one limb and you cut it up into parts, when you finish bringing that one limb, everyone holds that you're chayiv only one. What do you mean everyone holds? We just said Rabbi Yosi holds you have to bring a whole animal. So Rashi says, talking about you brought 95% of the animal, this is the last limb. But you didn't bring it all at once, you brought it in parts. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're only chayiv when you complete the limb, and according to Rabbi Yosi, you're also chayiv because you complete the animal. Okay. So now the contrary of Rabbi Eish Lakish, Rabbi Yosi holds you not chayiv until you brought the whole animal. According to Rabbi Shimon, you chayiv even just for individual limbs. Comes along Rabbi Yechon and he says, no, I hold machlekes be'eved echad. Machlekes is by one limb. The marsavar, I hold the machlekes is by one limb. Marsavar, Rabbi Shimon holds muktore pnim. That if you shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and now it's by the Beis HaMikdash, even if you did a small part, and you put it, let's say it's missing. But once you put it in the Mizbeach, you don't take it off. So Muktar Pnim Shechosru, if it's missing, the Helu B'chut, and you put it outside, Chayv, you Chayv. Umar Sava, the other one says, you are Potter. The other one says, you're Potter. Everyone holds if you did an entire limb, a complete limb, even Rabbi Yosi, when he says, oh, you say your whole, doesn't mean a whole animal, he meant a whole limb. So if you did a whole limb, you're a chayv. So everyone holds your chayv for a whole limb. But the one, Rabbi Shimon, holds chayv furthermore than that, he holds that if you take a half a limb and you did it inside, depends inside the base of Mishnah, if you did a half a limb inside the base of Mishnah, since if it would have been on the Mizbech, you would have left it there. If it fell off, you would put it back on there. So therefore, even a half a limb is shaykh. So if it's an inside carbon, if you did it, it's shechted inside, even a half a limb, Rav Shimon says, then you put it outside on the mizbech, you chayiv. On the outside carbon, Rav Shimon says, you need a whole limb, because less than a whole limb is called a chasa. It says oisai. So oisai means a whole limb, but where Rav Shimon argues is an inside carbon, a half of a limb, only an inside carbon, because a half a limb, inside carbon, belongs on the mizbech. And if it falls off the mizbech, you put it back right back on. So he says here, Rabbi Yechon, Machlek is be'eved echad, on a single limb. But outside, everyone agrees you're not chayv unless you did an entire complete limb. But we're talking about inside. Ma'ashava, Muktore Pnim, Shechosru. He holds that an inside limb that is missing half, let's say half a limb, but inside. Vehele, and you put it bechutz outside, chayv, you chayv. Why? Since it's rolled to Mizbech, you're already chayv. However, Umar Sava, don't hold, Potter, you are Potter. He holds that if it's, I don't care, inside, outside, it has to be. Something you would bring inside, since it's chatchili, you wouldn't bring it inside the base of Midrash on a limb, on a mizbeach, therefore it's not shaykh. But if you put up four or five whole limbs, everyone agrees. No, even Rabbi Yosi holds, oisa doesn't mean entire animal, it means a complete limb. So if you put complete limbs, if you did four limbs, you chai four times, every time you forgot in between. If you did five limbs, you chai five times, if you forgot in between. The whole argument is about a carbon you did inside. Upligi de Ula, and this argues with Ula, who he says faket. Lamar Ula hakol ma'idim. Everyone is ma'idim muktari pnim. If an animal that was geshachten inside shechaser, if he did only half a limb, and then the hell of bechutz you brought outside chayv, everyone agrees you chayv because it's shaykh to the mizbeach. It says in the pasuk that you didn't bring it in. In other words, if it belonged on the mizbeach, it did belong on the mizbeach, even though it's a half a limb. Lechatchila you don't put a mizbeach, but if you did. And it fell off, you put it right back on. Everyone agrees then it's Shaykh Mizbech. You know what the Machlaikis is? The Muktari Bechutz. The ragging of Yeshechter outside. And what happened? Shechosru Vehele Bechutz. What it was that you did the whole thing outside. And it was missing half a limb. And it was less than a kazais. He's the master of a potter. One of them holds potter because you need a full kazayis. Forget it. Oisa means a kazayis, not a limb, but a kazayis. A master of a chayil. We're talking about it was less than a kazayis, and that's what they're arguing in. But if it was inside the mizbech, I don't care what size it is. Everyone agrees that you chayil, because no matter what size it is, you put it on the mizbech, you got to put it back up. Yigidam, another version of Ula. Amr Ula, hakama, everyone agrees, mechusri, chuchuchuchu, that outside, chuchuchu, if it's less than a kazayis. Vehelu, bechuchu, potter, you have potter, because it's less than a kazayis. No, the argument is Muktari Pnim. They're arguing inside, which is exactly what Rabbi Yechon said before. Shechasru, it was arguing inside and was missing not a full limb, or less than a kazayis. The helu bechutz, now you brought it outside. Masav a potter, once a potter, why? Because it's less than a kazayis. It's not oisir. Masav a chayiv, you know why you chayiv? Because once you put him as bech, even falls off, he pops off, you put it back on. And this argues of the Shmuel alishna kamadula, and the father Shmuel argues on the first lashon of Ula, who says they're all arguing about the outside. Lomar of the Shmuel keman mahadrin and poikin legam mizbeach. Who's the one who says that if it falls down, you got to put it back up? Keman look Rabbi Yisi. Avud Shmuel says that everyone agrees that if something fell off the Mizbeach, no matter what size it is, you put it back on. The argument is, outside of the base of Mikdash, less than the Kazayis. The Avud Shmuel says, but no, that they're arguing inside because he says that whoever holds it, if it pops off, you don't put it back on, must be Rabbi Yisi. And the other ones who say, you do put it back on, argue with Rabbi Yisi. This is like Rabbi Yechanan. Back to the Gemara. We had a machlekes if you have to actually build an altar, or if it's enough, you put it on any rock outside the base of Mikdash. Amr Avun said, my time at Rabbi Yisi, what's the sword Rabbi Yisi? Rabbi Yisi, it has to be Dafke, it has to be Dafke Mizbeach. Where did you get that from? The Chsiv, it says, by Noach. Even Noach Mizbeach Lashem. Noach built a Mizbeach Lashem. What do we see? That you have to build a Mizbeach. So it means even if you're a private thing, it has to look like a Mizbeach. However, Amr Rabbi Yechon, my time at Rabbi Shimon, Hakam Shimon says, even a rock on a mountain or a natural rock, he didn't know anything. And Yechayiv, the Chsiv, it says, Vayikach Manoach, the same Manoach. Manoach, that's the father of Shimshon, took as Gdi Izim, the goat, Vesamincha the Mincha, Vayala Latzul Hashem, and he put it on a rock to the Eibishter. So we see that what even a rock you can put in your own backyard. Vidachnami, Vaksiv Yimzreel Hashem, but says the Mizbech. Ahu Goiva Baalma. Mizbech didn't mean literally that he built Mizbech. It means he wanted something high. A Mizbech is tall, that it's visible to everybody, not some little thing, little rock in the backyard. Took it and put it on a rock. How can you say he insists there be a, it has to be a Mizbech? It says, Menoch, put it on a rock. That was just the spur of the moment. Special decree. The whole thing was a Malach came to them and told them that you can have a son, and he gave them instructions, and that was part of the instructions. Oh, I can tell you, high time, but Rab Shimon can talk to you, we learned. Rab Shimon says, you don't need a Mizbech anywhere. It says in Pasik that you should play, sprinkle the blood al Mizbeach Hashem, on the Mizbeach of the Eibishter, Pesach Oil Maid, the opening of the Oil Maid. And the aim is Mizbeach, the Bama. So what does he claim from here? Where is the Mizbeach situated? Where do you need the Mizbeach? Only by Pesach Oil Maid. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if you did it, I don't care if it's a Mizbeach or not, you're chayil. If you hell ala sela, if you put it on a stone, or ala Evan, or on a rock, or on a stone, chayil, you're chayil. An Evan is a loose one, and a sela is part of a mountain. Says the Gemara, a bazei. What do you mean if you didn't understand chayiv? You should have said yotz of a boiler. You're talking about a bumas yachid. You're talking about in the days when you could bring in your backyard. So don't use the word chayiv, did anything wrong. You did the right thing. You said that yotz, it's a good enough mizbech for your backyard. You're right. At the time of bummers, that's a perfect bummer. And therefore, the time when you're not allowed to, you had to go to the base of Mikdash. Hail al sela, oy alevin chayiv, you'd be liable. Boy, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, you tell me you can use a rock and all that. Let me ask you a question. There are certain laws with Karim Mizbeach. Do they apply? Like, you have to have horns and corners. Do they apply or by bumas or not? Keren, v'kevesh, v'yisayid, v'yibua, ma'u, sh'yakvah, v'bumah. Do they apply to a bumah as well? numbers, your private backyard, you have your own little rock, whatever it is. But these laws, you have to have a horns on the four sides, you have to have a ramp to go up to the rock, you have to have a base, you have to have the middle tier. You have to have all these things or not. Maushi akva b'bama. Do they hold back by a bama or not? Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. The time we learned keden v'kevish v'ribui. So it me'akvim b'bava g'dayla. In the Mishkan Shilu, where they had a big bama, that's where these laws are required. Aber ve'ein ma'akvin, no, was not even given. During Shilu, which is 440 years, there were no bamas allowed. But during not even given, the 52 years, there they were allowed to have bamas. So not even given had the bama g'dayla, the big one. So that's where they brought the karbanos tzibur. And any obligation, chatas, because in your backyard you can only bring voluntary karbanos, and the dorim v'nedavos. So at that same time, you were allowed to have in the backyard. So bama g'dayla required all of these dinim, but the one in your backyard didn't matter. Okay, caught up.